Welcome to the Faith Life Fellowship Podcast with Dr. Scott Forrest. We hope that you enjoy today's message and that it blesses your life.
How you like that futuristic visuals there? Looks like you're going through some kind of a time warp. All right, so you already know from looking at the visuals there that the title of this message is A Future and a Hope. It's not going to be long, but I believe it's going to be powerful. And it's going to be kind of more like a Bible study format because we're going to take some of these verses I'm going to share with you and we're going to break them down and we're going to make them mean something that sometimes when you read in the King James or other translations, it gets by you. You don't see it. You don't understand the depth and the gravity of what you're reading. So this phrase, a future and a hope, if you've been walking with the Lord for very long, you've probably heard this phrase a number of times. You probably hear it all the time. You know, the Lord has a future and a hope for you. Amen. And it's often used, and rightly so, because it is the essence of a promise of God to his people. That in spite of what it might look like, no matter what people might say, what it might feel like, or what the circumstances may say, God will be true to his word, whether it comes from his written word or whether it comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Regardless of the way that you receive the word, God will be true to that word. Amen. So let's read Jeremiah 29:11, where this phrase comes from, New King James. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I think just reading it like that, that's pretty comforting. God has good plans for me, not evil plans. If evil starts breaking out on you, you know it's not the plan of God. You know it's not offered by him. Amen? Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me read it again. And this time I'm going to fill in some of the blanks. What I've done is I've gone back to the Hebrew and I've laced it into the text, and I kind of have a SRF amplified version. That's Scott Robin Forrest amplified version. So let's read Jeremiah 29:11 with some amplification in the New King James. For I know the thoughts, the plans that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts, plans of peace, shalom, peace, prosperity, health and welfare, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Now, Jeremiah 29:11 in the King James says essentially the same thing that the New King James says, except the very end. The very end is a little bit different. Instead of future and a hope, it says an expected end. And if you take a look at the two words that form expected end in the Hebrew, that's a pretty good summation of what an expected end means. But I'm going a little deeper, and I dug a little deeper for you, and I think you'll like it. It's going to be way cool. Jeremiah 29:11 with some amplification in the King James. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That word, when you really open it up, it means he will give you the thing that you long for. It will be realized. It will be fulfilled. It will be coming to pass at a certain time. Amen. It's not got an indefinite date on it. You know, God gives you a future and a hope. Just hope that you live long enough to receive it. No, that's not what's being said. It's saying you receive an expected end. Amen? I'll say it again. The thing that you long for will be realized. It will be fulfilled. There will be a time when it shall come to pass. Now, it might interest you to know that this promise found in Jeremiah 29, verses 11,
was given by God to the people of Judah after the Babylonians conquered the city of Jerusalem and all the surrounding cities of Judah, killing thousands upon thousands, dashing their babies against the rocks and the rubble of the city. The city was destroyed, the temple was destroyed, their culture and their religion were eradicated, and Judah's best and brightest were taken captive to live in Babylon as slaves. It was utter devastation. And yet in the midst of all this devastation, Jeremiah prophesied that better days were ahead. That Jerusalem and the surrounding cities would be rebuilt. That God would bring them back and cause them to thrive in the land once again. Amen. So it doesn't matter how many wrong turns you've made, how many times you've missed it and missed it big, God still has a future and a hope for you. He hasn't disqualified you. All your flubs, all your missed turns have already been calculated by God into your plan. He already knows the mistakes you're going to make, and he's one step ahead of you. That's right. And he still plans on giving you a future and a hope. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but that's comforting to me because I've had quite a few wrong turns. One I call the wrong turn. I turn wrong bigger than Dallas. Anybody know what Dallas means? It means huge, you know. So bigger than Dallas. I miss God bigger than Dallas, and yet he was able to bring me back and put me back on the right path. I know some of y'all have the same story. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's talk about what it's like to wait for a dream, to wait for this future and hope that God has promised. Proverbs 13:12 sort of paints a picture that we're all familiar with. Proverbs 13:12 in the New King James Version says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life." Hope deferred means hope delayed. Hope deferred or delayed makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Ever had a dream, a goal, a fervent desire that you believe God placed in your heart, yet it seems like the day of its fulfillment has come and gone, that you missed it somehow and will never ever reach what you're longing for? There's no pain like that kind of heart pain. A dream longed for, but seemingly lost, never to be reached or attained. That's a lonely, lonely path. I remember, I'm going to share about me. When I was 7 years old, I watched Gus Grissom fly in space. And the space program captivated me. I became a space nut. I dedicated my life to the pursuit of being an astronaut one day. I went to NC State and I majored in engineering to get a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. After college, I applied for a Marine Corps flight program, became a Marine Corps pilot, flew with them for 9 years, and then flew with the Air Force Reserve for 21 years, okay? And then while I was with the Air Force Reserve, I got my master's degree and my PhD in engineering, all because I wanted to be an astronaut. I tried to get into test pilot school, didn't make it. I wanted to fulfill every requirement, every little box that you check when you want to become an astronaut, you do these things. And so I spent the better part of my adult life striving for that dream to one day fly in space. And I'm not going to say it never happened. I'm going to say it like this. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet because God has resources that man doesn't have. And maybe it won't happen in the natural. Maybe he'll take me there supernaturally. I've already had one vision where I was orbiting the planet Neptune. I had a real vision, and I don't have time to share it with you, but it was great revelation about the way the devil operates. But I was literally, I wasn't wearing a spacesuit or anything. I was just dressed in normal clothes, and I was floating in space, and I saw a planet, and it was blue and milky, and I thought, well, that's not Earth. You know, there's no green there. There's no seas. There's no oceans. Where is this? I had to look it up in an astronomy book afterwards and found out it was the planet Neptune. Anyway, so I've been to Neptune in the spirit. And so maybe he'll take me some other places in the spirit in space. Amen. I will say this, it was spectacular. It was awesome. Anyway, so God has a way of fulfilling dreams in ways that we'll never imagine. Amen. So you still have a future and a hope, even if you have the impossible dream that you're holding on to. I said it like this in the last chapter of my book. When I got my last denial, my last, you know, you aren't going to get into the space program. I tried four times, and when I got my last rejection letter, I suddenly realized that if I'm going to go into space, it's going to have to be without NASA's help. Maybe somebody else on the earth, a commercial outfit, you know, would take an old geezer like me. Older, I should say. I don't claim to be old. I just don't want to be older. You know what I'm saying? I refuse to be older. You know. Hey, listen, let me tell you. When the people of Israel came out of Egypt, the Bible says there was not one feeble one among them. If God can do that for people who are not born again, not filled with the Spirit, He can certainly do it with us who are born again, who are filled with the Spirit. Amen. So I will be feeble. I don't care how old I get, but I will not be feeble. If Moses could be like he was at age 120, his eyesight was not dimmed. His natural strength was not abated. And then he climbed a 2,000-foot mountain the day that he died. And laid down in health and strength, and the Lord took his breath. Amen. If Moses could do that, I can do that. Amen. I plan on doing that. Anyway, how did I get off on that rabbit path? Did we catch any rabbits? Yeah, we did. It was pretty cool, actually. But anyway, I know what it's like to long for a dream that seems like it'll never, ever, ever come to pass. Okay. But I'd like to take a different look at Proverbs 13:12 and maybe get a shift from hope to faith. Okay. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. That's what it says in the New King James. When the desire comes says to me that you believe it's coming. See, we always concentrate on the hope deferred makes the heart sick. Yes, it does. It's really awful. Oh, my Lord. You know. But you need to keep reading and put as much emphasis on the last half of the verse as the first half of the verse. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. We'll all agree with that. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Amen. What does a tree of life do? It produces much fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. So now I want to read it to you in the Young's Literal Translation. Proverbs 13:12 makes it even more of a faith statement. Hope prolonged is making the heart sick, and a tree of life is the coming desire. In other words, it's coming. It may hurt right now, but it's coming. I may be longing for it right now, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe with all this in mind, we need to make the transition, as I said just a minute ago, from hope to faith. And believe that God will lay out the path that we must take to reach the future and the hope that He's promised for us. Amen. We got to know how to get there. We can see it, we can long for it, but we don't know how to get there. We don't know what to do or how to do it. Amen? So we need to shift. We need some other wisdom, and where better to get wisdom than from the book of Proverbs? Amen? Proverbs 23, verse 18. Proverbs 23, verse 18, King James Version. Now, I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to go back and give you some of the Greek and Hebrew laced in with it like I did before. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Now, here's the SRF Amplified. For surely there is an end, a future for you to attain. And thine expectation, the thing that you long for, shall not be cut off, destroyed, or consumed. Amen. Amen. Now that's a statement of faith. Proverbs 24:14 says it even better with even more information. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Here it is in the SRF Amplified. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it, taken hold of it. Then there shall be a reward, a future for you to attain. And thy expectation, the thing that you long for, shall not be cut off, consumed, or destroyed. Amen. So you look at the top end of this verse. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. When we allow the knowledge and wisdom of God to permeate our heart, permeate our soul, when we take hold of what we see the Lord showing us, then there shall be a reward, a future for you to attain. You will see it, and you'll know how to do it. And you'll know what to do to get from where you are to where you want to be. Is anybody following me? Anybody understand what I'm saying here? Hallelujah. So I'm going to wrap this up by using the last verse that we just looked at to construct and declare a confession of faith in God's ability to bring our dreams to pass. Amen? I'm going to read it to you, just me at first, and then I'll have you say it with me, line by line. I receive the knowledge and wisdom of God into my heart. When I take hold of it, there shall be a reward, a future laid out for me to attain. My expectation, the thing that I long for, shall not be cut off, consumed, or destroyed. That's a good confession of faith. Over whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, whatever this desire is that you long for, that's out there waiting for you, that you believe God put in your heart. Amen? So now, say it with me. I receive the knowledge and wisdom of God into my heart. When I take hold of it, there shall be a reward, a future laid out for me to attain. My expectation, the thing that I long for, shall not be cut off, consumed, or destroyed. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Amen and amen.
We pray you were blessed by Pastor Scott's message. If you're in the Wilmington area and are looking for a place to worship, come join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. for coffee and fellowship, and 10:30 for worship and service. If you would like to learn more about us and hear more of Pastor Scott's teachings, visit our website at gofaithlife.com. Also, visit and like our Facebook page at Faith Life Wilmington.